Grant and Lee had to look far into the future, said Wilson. They knew that the energies that had been given to divisions for so many years would have to be devoted to rebuilding the country. There was no vindictiveness. Three people were strongly alive to me there. Two of them, Lee and Grant, continued to radiate powerful qualities that Americans still honor, one symbolizing nobility and the aristocratic tradition of the Old South, and the other symbolizing the self-made common man of the new North, Midwest, and West. The third person was the inescapable Lincoln. Appomattox was, finally, his show. I could almost see him standing over the little table in the McLean house where Grant sat scribbling his terms. I knew that Lincoln had often spoken of wanting a merciful peace, but I didn't know whether he and Grant had found time to discuss it. Ron Wilson said they had met just 2 weeks earlier, on the River Queen, in the James River, and had talked at length about the rapidly approaching end of the war and the disarray it was bound to bring. "You just know," Wilson told me, "that Lincoln said, 'Let 'em down easy.'